Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to the Word for the Day. And where we take just what I did with my kids years ago. People used to ask us, do you have a family Bible study? I said, no, there's too many of us. And to get eight people to calm down and sit down one day of the week and have a Bible study was absolutely impossible. So usually we would just read the Bible in the suburban on the way to the school. It's like a 31-mile trip. So that's where we did our daily Bible reading. But I'd get a 3x5 card every Sunday night, and I would give my kids a 3x5 card with a word on it. And we'd have one verse of scripture for the week. I said, listen, we're not going to overcomplicate this. I'm going to give you 7 days to sort of memorize one verse of scripture. And I think you can do that. And, of course, there was some peer pressure among all of them to make that happen. So that's where we come up with the word. So it worked great for years, and I still like to do this. So the word for the day today is a word about food, because everybody's talking about the cost of living and the price of everything's going up. You know, and we're trying to figure out, what am I going to eat? Am I going to put my gas in the car? And so we need to get some faith. We need to get some food faith. So here's some scriptures about food. Just a few verses. This is Psalm 37, verse 25. I have been young and I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread or begging for food. I've seen the righteous. I've not seen the righteous begging for any food, because God promised to supply all of our need according to his rich glory by Christ Jesus. Then we have Luke chapter 12, verse 29, Luke 12, 29. And Jesus said, and seek not what you shall eat or what you shall drink or whether you should be of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knows you have need of these things, but rather seek the kingdom of God, and all these things, food and drink, clothes, will be added unto you. So it's like rearrange your priorities. I told my kids, you keep God number one in your list, the rest of the list will take care of itself. They asked Jesus one time, what's the greatest commandment? They were trying to trick him. They were mad at him, trying to trick him. What's the greatest commandment? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And the second is likened unto it, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And then he said this, the entire law, all the books of the law are tied up in these two scriptures. Love God, love your fellow man like you love yourself. If you do this, you will fulfill the entire Old Testament law. Well, he simplified it really good, and it was great. Proverbs 3, verse 9 and 10. Proverbs 3, verse 9 and 10. Talking about what God says about food. Honor the Lord with your substance, with the first fruits of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your press shall burst forth new wine, or your refrigerator will be packed. Honor the Lord with the substance, first fruits of your substance. Oh, I say it this way, pay your tithe. I used to tell people, I can't afford to not pay my tithe. I need to pay my tithe, because that gets me out from under the curse that's on this planet, because the earth is under a curse. And so when Satan became temporary god of earth, everything got messed up. Adam, he got fired from the job, evicted from the house, kids started killing one another, and the economy went south. And you got all the way down to Noah and the flood, then you got down the Tower of Babel, now we're coming up on a one-world government. And so it's been like three strikes, like a baseball game. But we, the children of God, are not part of this planet. We've been taken out of the kingdom of darkness, placed in the kingdom of God's your son, and we've been redeemed from that. I like this, Psalm 146, verse 7. He upholds the cause of the oppressed, gives food to the hungry, and the Lord sets prisoners free. God gives food to the hungry. You ever been hungry? Well, God promised to give you food, so talk to him. Father, you promised you would give food to the hungry. And my family and I were hungry, so you need to supply our food. And doors will open up. I'm just telling you. Proverbs 20, verse 13. Proverbs 20, verse 13. Do not love sleep, or you will grow poor. Stay awake, and you have food to spare. I like that thing about food to spare. So these are just a few scriptures about food. The Bible's packed full of them. But whenever we run into a need, I'd get my kids to get you a 3x5 card. What do you need? I need favor with the coach. I need favor in this class. I need to do better in math. Well, let's find some scriptures about that, because God said something about everything. So be encouraged. God's going to supply all of your need for his rich glory by Christ Jesus. And again, I will say it again, Psalm 37. I've been young, now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for food. It's a promise from God. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.